Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi everyone on this Easter weekend. I hope you're having a good Easter and you've had a bit of rest from work. I'd just like to say, before I start this week's podcast, is thanks for everyone who's been watching it. No, you don't watch it, do you? Listen to it. Sorry. Thanks for everybody's listening to it. It's going really well. I've getting some really good feedback. I'm getting some really good numbers for the people who are listening to it. So, wherever you are listening to this podcast, thanks a lot. And remember to go onto my website, which is at www.musclebuildingover40.com, and go onto the ages just a number page and leave a comment. You don't have to leave your email, just leave your name and leave a comment, and I'll be glad to get some feedback on how you think the website, how you think the podcast is going, and what you'd like to improve it or what you don't like about it. So today's episode, which is episode 6, I think, is about the big three, I call it, which is sleep, eat, and train. And also, I've got the second part of my interviews with some of the competitors at the Muscle Building Over 40, not Muscle Building Over 40, I'm talking about, Miami Pro Bodybuilding Show, which I went to last week. I've got an interview with someone. It's a short interview, but I thought I'd put it on because she's very positive and she's one of the competitors in the show. She's in the fitness part of the show. So I thought I'd put it on just to give you some a listen. You'll have to excuse the quality of it because the quality's not that good. But, you know, what she said, you know, and I think you like her photos. If you go back onto the website and you look at the Miami page bit of the website, you see some photos of the people who's on there, and she is one of the competitors on there. She was a Brazilian girl, so that's all I say on that. But if you like Brazilian women, go onto my website, which is www.musclebuildingover40.com, and look for the Miami Pro page, and you will see her. So, right, I should really start with, I am going to start with a little bit about me, because people have asked, even though I've got a little bit about me on my website, people have asked a bit more. So I'll just repeat it all again for people who not listened to the first episode. Like I said, my name is Kevin Redman. I'm 47 years old. I live in London, which is North London, which is in Haringey. Google it. Basically, it's a suburb of London. I was a public sector worker, which means I worked for the council for too long to know, about 8 years. And I decided to leave and make my own way in life, as they say. And I opened this website, about a year ago now. And it's going pretty well, you know. Obviously, we could always do it with more people to visit it. So if you know anybody who's interested in bodybuilding and or bodybuilding weight training and exercise, and they're over 40 and they're looking for advice, you know, refer them to me. So basically, yes, I'm, like I said, I'm 47. I love training. You know, I've been training all my life, you know, good years and bad years, but I've been training all my life. I'm into sport. You know, my favorite team is Arsenal, which is we're doing well at the moment. All the Spurs fans out there, sorry about that, but we're doing well. And my favourite American team is the New York Patriots. And, you know, once we sort out a defence, we'll be all right. You know, Tom's the man. So we'll be back being strong. I have one daughter. She's 25. And she's going really well. You know, she's got a child. So I'm a granddaddy. Although I hate to say that word. But anyway, I'm a granddaddy. And, you know, she's good. She's doing really well with herself. So I'm happy with that. I love the whole bodybuilding thing. I love training people. I love talking about bodybuilding exercise to people. I just love the whole thing. And, so, you know, about a year ago, I decided to open this website and, you know, it's been a struggle, I have to say. You know, it's not easy. If you're thinking of starting your own website, you know, do something which you love, because it is a struggle sometimes. But, you know, it's going well, and the podcast is going really well. Like I said at the beginning, the podcast is going really, really well. Better than I expected. Just like to thank everybody who's been on the podcast, listened to the podcast, and hope you get something out of it. But I better speed on now, because I don't want to stay too long, because I know it gets on your nerves if I speak too much. So today's is about the three G's, as I call them, the three biggies. Sleep, eat, and train. I put them in that order, because to me, sleeping, if you're not sleeping properly, you never improve. A little myth is that you think if you go to the gym and you train, you put on muscle. It doesn't work that way. How it works is that you train, you eat properly, when you sleep, that's when the muscle starts occurring. So basically, if you're not sleeping properly, you ain't going to put no muscle on. Or you might put a little muscle on, but you're not going to put the amount of work you put, you're not going to put the amount of muscle which you get. So if you're training hard, make sure that you're sleeping well, and make sure that you eat well. You don't have to go mad and eat, you know, a half a piece of chicken or low-fat chicken 7 days a week. You know, you can. I always have my cheat days. I have a cheating day, which is you know, I basically eat what I want. But on the other 6 days, you know, I eat properly. And it's not rocket science. You know, you see all these nutrition and supplements, and they're costing people thousands of pounds or dollars, I should say. You don't need to do all that stuff. Basically, most of what you get, most of the protein and supplements you get will be from what you eat. If you start lifting heavy weights and you're really pushing, you know, if you're bodybuilding a competition or you're doing something, then you start taking extra supplements to do it, you know, to improve. But if you're a normal weight trainer or you go to the gym normally, then, you know, you don't need to take too much extra. If I was you, I'll take some glutamine, and that's about it. You know, I'll take a bit of creatine, and that's about it. You know, you'd have to go mad. I spend or whey. You know, whey is really good. Is it whey or whey? I don't know which one it is. But anyway, yeah. So basically, the three things I would say to you is sleep well, train well, you know, get a good personal train if you're just starting, and only get, you know, you don't need a personal trainer for the whole time, but just to put you in the right direction. If you're already training, then train properly. Do not lift more than you can lift. Make sure your technique is correct. Eat well, like I just explained to you, you know, eat low-fat, good food, and sleep. You know, sleep very well. You know, sleeping is the most important thing. Sleep will build up the muscle. So, on that subject, I would just like to say that an interview is coming on now with, her name is Celine, or Selena, I should say. She's a Brazilian bodybuilder, and she was in the fitness part of the show. And like I said to you before, if you go into my website and you go to the Miami Pro section of it, you will see some photos of her. I don't want to say like who she is and everything, because, yeah, but I'm sure you'll notice her when you go on the website. One last thing is that if you've got any, you know, if you're listening to this and you're an advertiser and you're looking for a place to advertise for an over 40 audience, go onto my advertising page. I've got some good deals at the moment, half price deals at the moment. And, you know, show your product or your service to a over 40 audience, which is worldwide. On that subject, I will say have a good Easter. Have a good life. And remember, I'm here to educate, inform, and entertain you. So, bye for now, and I hope you like the interview. And I also hope when you go on the website, you like the photos. Bye for now.
Hey, we really hope you liked that last interview. Remember, Muscle Building Over 40 is the premier website for people over 40. And now, once again, here is Kevin.
Yeah, hello, this is Kevin again from Muscle Build Number 40. I'm at the Miami Pro building. I'll start again. Hello again, everyone. This is Kevin. I'm at the Muscle Building Pro 40 show. And as I said to everybody, I'll be doing interviews. And now I've got Selena. She was in the show. And I think you'd be interested in what she has to say and to give you a little bit of advice. So could you just introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Zalika.
What category was you in?
I entered into the bikini category this time. I was going to do figure, but that's going to be coming up for my next show.
So your next show, so where will that be?
That's going to be at the NEC in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that show, yeah. So, did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it. It's been good fun. Everybody's been really friendly. It's been a really great day.
And how long have you been into this business?
To tell you the truth, I started taking up fitness after I had my son, so 2 years that I've been interested in, you know, working out and getting my body into shape.
Okay, and if you just give someone some advice about when they're first starting muscle building or bodybuilding or exercise, from a woman's point of view, what would you say?
I'd say, firstly, persistence is probably the one, because the first couple of weeks when I started, I just wanted to give up. My body was aching. I didn't think it was ever going to get any better. But, you know, I bared with it. And after that, it becomes a lot easier. I really enjoy it. And I find it really therapeutic now. So keep with it.
Thanks a lot. Just one more question before we go. What's the best thing about being in the shows? What did you enjoy the most?
I enjoy the social aspect of it. You meet so many people and you have a good chance to, you know, get out. It's a good confidence booster as well.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for all the discussion, and hopefully you do well in the next shows.
Thank you. Thanks, then. Bye.
Thanks for that.